When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 27 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Chris Bordolazzo.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a cool
okay.
last name.
I think that's
all right.
What I'm going
with. All right. Today we will be discussing chapter 5 of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, The Whomping Willow. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details. Before we begin, Megan has weekly profit stuff.
I do. And quite a few of
serious. I freaked people out and they were looking at me weird.
A couple of our listeners posted about this in our Facebook group, so I thought it would be cool to talk about it. So I know that we brought up earlier the Hogwarts Mystery game that was coming to mobile, but they like started giving out invitations for it. I got my Hogwarts letter.
Am I supposed to sign up?
You have to like sign up.
I didn't do it yet either.
You have to sign up and then they send you your owl.
What is this Maze Runner thing? Get out of here.
So Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery is basically like an RPG game where you live at Hogwarts. You enroll at Hogwarts just as a regular everyday student.
Goodbye world, I will not see you for a long time.
This is on your phone. Ugh, there goes all your data.
Yep.
And your battery.
Oh,
see ya.
Jeez.
Good thing I got that extra battery in this 8 here. IGS. No? Bueller? Okay. Bye.
So it says the Wizarding World is making a real push into video games, and it looks like we're getting another one sooner rather than later. Portkey Games, love the name, WB's new Harry Potter focused gaming label, just released a teaser trailer for Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery, an upcoming mobile RPG where players enroll at Hogwarts as just a regular everyday student, apparently unconcerned with slaying basilisks or dark wizards or the like.
So what are we doing then? Because I know there's like school stuff, but
It says, other Harry Potter games have focused on the Harry Potter story itself, but Variety reports that this one takes us back to the 80s when Bill Weasley and Nymphadora Tonks were students. It's a good way to keep characters like Hagrid and Snape around without worrying about the whole ethnic cleansing thing the main story had.
Oh, gosh. Who wrote this article?
Forbes, actually, which I think.
Whoa, okay. Let's keep going.
So it's a free-to-play game. I'm sure that there will be like things within the game that you can purchase to like do things faster and whatnot.
Better cauldrons.
Right.
Things like this.
Yep.
Firebolts.
Gameplay cutter, will cutter involve.
Cauldron. I don't know. I was thinking of the standard two pewter cauldron.
Pewter, or you can buy the solid gold.
It says that gameplay will involve picking a house, making friends, going to classes taught by the professors from the books.
Picking a house?
Well, maybe they don't want, like, people to get sorted and, like, maybe it's just a little off. So they just, like, know that these people are on Pottermore. They know what they are.
It should have just went through Pottermore.
I agree. Yeah, you could just, like, connect your Pottermore account.
Why are we not utilizing our resources here, guys?
Why am I not hired by Portkey?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You'll also be able to duel, explore the castle, and grow your wizard from a little recruit into a magical force to be reckoned with.
Whoa.
The choices that you make will affect your character's story arc.
Dang. That's deep.
It seems like a really involved and cool game.
Can I just say that I'm mad that it's on a phone, though?
I know. I just want them to release, like...
Give me something on a console. Yeah. Give me something on a 3DS. Give me something on my Switch. PS4, yep. Xbox One, whatever. Pick your console. Any console. Just... I hate phone games, you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm a gamer, and I hate phone games. I mean, sorry.
Like, I mean, I like phone games to a point. But at the same time, like, I feel like this... I'm holding my phone up for people listening. This, like, doesn't allow you the freedom that, like, a console does in terms of, like, usability and interface and
tiny
all that.
Tiny screen. I wonder if I can play it on my iPad. It's iOS.
Probably.
Yeah.
That'd probably be better.
I mean, I'm happy it's here. I'm thankful for what we get. But
yeah.
I just wish it was on a console.
I agree. I still think it'll be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Players compete to win glory for Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, or Hufflepuff.
Win glory.
That's pretty much all we know, though, right?
Bottle
now.
Fame.
It
and
says,
brood
I
glory.
Would guess that we'll see in-game seasons in the form of semesters that revolve around a house cup.
That's pretty cool.
I think
is there online play, like, between, like, can we interact, or is it just...
If not, I'm sure that's
I don't know,
the hope.
But that would be cool.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because it would be
like
cool.
I could be a friend with you.
You know how, like, Pokemon Go has, like, you know, have your teams, mm-hmm. like your red and blue or whatever. That'd be kind of cool if you, like, your house was mm-hmm. your team.
Team, yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neato, friends. It will look something like Pokemon Go.
No, that's another one. Wizards Unite.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's a separate thing? Coming that's an AR-based game, alternate reality.
So we're getting two Harry Potter phone games?
And Niantic is doing that one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of more excited about this new one that we're talking about as opposed to the other one.
Yeah, but the thing is like, Harry Potter's like, not that we're gone. I mean, Fantastic Beasts is on the rise, right?
But
this is coming more related to Potter.
Right. And like, the last movie came out...
Too long ago?
8 years ago or something?
No way.
7 years? Seven?
No.
I don't know.
Well, we have the internet.
It was 2011.
Oh my God. That's not that long ago, though.
It was 7 years ago.
Don't.
It was.
I don't want it that way.
That hurts me.
In July, it'll be 7 years.
We gotta throw a party.
We should. Yeah.
Why is time going so fast?
Honestly.
If I could put time in a bottle.
Hey, Tiffany.
I don't think those are the lyrics.
Do you know what time it is?
6:13.
No.
What?
It's time for the recap.
I was like, wait, what?
What are you asking of me?
I was like, you have a clock on your laptop. Why do you want to know?
6:13. Oh my God. Which we are starting ridiculously early for us.
I agree.
But it's recap time.
Were you done?
Yep.
Okay.
All good. Finished.
I didn't want to stumble on any toes.
Back off.
Sorry.
Her tootsies.
So, to recap from last time, Harry was having a great time at the Burrow with the Weasleys, and he described it as different from life at Privet Drive as possible. Mm. It was the first time Harry traveled by flu powder. It didn't go so well because he wound up in Nocturne Alley. Harry and the Weasleys met up with Hermione, and we met Gilderoy Lockhart, who is going to be the new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
Yay.
Unfortunately.
Interesting.
Little side note, I'm going to be hating on him a lot this book because I can't stand him.
I found some real That's not for this episode. It's for the next episode, but I found some real good info on Lockhart.
I started reading it and I was like, stop. Yeah, Meg's going to go over this.
Don't read it. It's good.
I read very little.
She did like a whole background on him. So it'll be interesting.
Ooh. Okay. Cool.
I don't have a cool word for summary or like, you know, so summary doesn't work like recap.
Wait, what's that song? Something.
You're on your own. I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone help me. I know they know how. Oh, I have prizes. I have presents for you guys. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Ooh.
Thanks.
I just remembered.
They were supposed to be in the troll foot, and I just remembered.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I love our troll foot.
Yep.
So, summary. Even though Harry's looking forward to going back to Hogwarts, he's sad to leave the burrow.
I would be too.
However, when they arrive at King's Cross, Harry and Ron can't get through the barrier to the train. Only these two come up with the idea to fly the Fort Anglia all the way to Hogwarts, and they almost get smashed to pieces in the process. Nearly getting expelled, they are welcomed back to Gryffindor Tower like heroes.
As they should be.
Because Gryffindor loves rebels.
Without causes.
Mm-hmm.
And with causes. Okay. So, like Katie said, he's really sad to leave the Burrow, right? So the past month that he's been there has been the happiest of his life.
Quote unquote.
Yes. And he was looking forward to going back to school, but he's been loving living at the Burrow. And I'm thinking, as I'm like reading this, he probably loves it so much because it's a family life. It's magical, like literally. And he knows it's what he was supposed to have growing up.
So sad.
Like, that's how his life was supposed to be, with his parents, you know, magic. Within the magical community.
And with, like, Uncle Sirius and Uncle Remus?
Yes! Oh, with all heart. The peeps. Think about that life.
Can you imagine, like, that those relationships that, like, could have been? I mean, like, thankfully, he ended up being able to have them to a point, but, like, not like he could have.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, he got to know Sirius, but, like, a year and a half, really. That's it, yeah. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Remus, like, longer, but not that much longer.
Yeah. And all of it could have been just so different. Like,
It would have been like a fairy tale life, you know?
Yeah. Yep. But alas, Voldemort chose him.
Yep.
But we cannot dwell on things that will never be. It does not do to dwell on dreams, guys. And but I
do. But I do. And it's so sad.
So, of course, for an end of summer dinner celebration, Molly made all of Harry's favorite things, including a treacle pudding. What else do you think they were having?
Treacle.
Well,
just
what else are they eating? What do you think?
Probably like
Mars bars.
For a dinner celebration. Maybe like shepherd's pie.
Steak and kidney pie. It's all pies and puddings.
Pies and puddings. Puddings.
Oh no, the battery is gonna die.
Pie vlog. I have the charger here for the battery.
Do you think it's the same one? It probably is.
We could check it out later.
Yeah.
I'll
just let it keep going.
I would like to think that there was like roast beef.
Yeah.
I love some roast beef.
Lamb?
Something good
Isn't
and hearty.
Isn't that popular in the UK?
I don't know. Ask one of our UK listeners.
I like lamb.
Do you like lamb?
Also, do you like figs?
Throwback.
Right? Sheesh. Fred and George gave a nice display of fireworks, and they were filibuster fireworks. So I thought that was pretty cool.
If filibuster fireworks are basically like the basis of Weasley's wet start or like no wet. What are they called? Wet start.
It's Dr. Filibuster's no.
But they sell them in the Weasley shop.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So they sell other things that like they didn't make.
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's no heat wet start fireworks, I think.
I was like, something with wet start.
I wonder who he is, though, because I really couldn't find anything.
Dear Joe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyways, the fireworks were red, and blue stars. And they bounced around for about a half hour. That is a long time.
That's a really long time.
So
I just keep picturing like the scene in Order of the Phoenix with all the fireworks in the OWL room with yes. Umbridge.
Yeah.
And like the big dragon.
So I wonder if they're like, since I wonder if they're like magical fireworks. So if you, they won't like burn you if they like hit you or anything like that.
I would think
so. Because they're bouncing around inside the house. You're going to set something on fire. So
yeah, I would think that there's got to be something magical.
I wonder if they're like special indoor fireworks.
Maybe.
And the ones that Fred and George let off were like, nah, regulars. These are the regular fireworks. And their night ends with hot chocolate.
Yum.
Best way to end the night.
It seriously sounds like that's just the perfect night. And he's just having, he's so happy right now. And it just makes me happy and also sad because get ready for Suck City.
Yep, pretty much. Harry, enjoy it while you can.
Yes. And so the morning of the train ride was like an absolute mess. So we're at September 1st. Everyone is running around the house like crazy. And all I can think about is the scene in Home Alone.
Yes.
Where it's like, and everybody's like running around the stairs and like freaking out and like trying to find the things at the last minute. Mrs. Yeah. Weasley is
That's
in a
perfect
foul mood. And
look out.
I know. And she is looking for spare socks. And
I thought you said licking.
Did I say licking?
No, I thought.
Oh, she's licking socks. She's looking for like spare socks. And I just wanted to point out the mention of socks here because mm-hmm. it's brought up a lot. Socks and quills. They're half dressed, bits of toast hanging out of their mouths. I just picture them like throwing on socks or like putting shirts on, like running around trying to get ready. Which that's also like you had all summer. Right. Like, the planner
honestly,
in
like
me
this,
is like crazy.
This is me and Katie.
Is it really?
I don't like it, but it's what happens.
Oh, it drives me nuts. I'm such a planner.
I try to plan, but then like the closer it gets, it just like all goes to heck.
Hades.
I don't know why. It all goes downhill.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see that. And there's so many kids, and they are kids, so.
Like today at work, I was trying to think, I don't know why, but I was like, you know, I want to try and start planning our trip to England. And then immediately I felt overwhelmed and I'm like, no, I can't. I can't do it. It's too much. So I just stopped.
Gosh.
I was kidding. Like, there's so much to do. I don't know what I want to do. How do I figure out flights? I don't know. Where are we going to stay? Oh my God. And it was just like, okay, just stop. You're done. That's how it is whenever we're getting ready to leave somewhere too.
Yeah.
Like my brain is just everywhere. I imagine that's how the Weasleys are.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably yeah,
well, seven kids.
Oh, it's probably just bedlam all the time.
Yeah.
And so, yes. Yeah, so they're going around crazy, trying to pack up what they need at the last second before they head off to Hogwarts. And Mr. Weasley almost breaks his neck, tripping over a chicken in the yard.
It's such like a poor dad thing to happen.
God, I love Mr. Weasley. And so as they're in the car, Harry's sitting there and he's thinking about how it's like impossible for this car to hold so many people and all their things. And Arthur's like, don't mention it to Molly. And so in the car, and I was hoping for more like cool numbers, but I didn't get it.
They all fall short.
I mean, I guess we can add 6 and 1, but here we go. 8 people, 6 trunks, 2 owls, and 1 ratty rat.
Throw the rat out the window.
Mm-hmm. Run it over.
Does he count as a rat or a person? So is it 9 people, 6 trunks, 2 owls?
He doesn't count for anything because he's a horrible whatever he is.
Oh, I know.
Ooh. Meow.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But he's a ratty rat. And Molly gives the Muggles credit for the car. She is clueless.
I can't believe how clueless she is with this.
It's so funny, though. Yeah. Like, they just don't know.
God.
They don't use cars, you know?
No, they don't.
There's a quote right here that I really want to try and find.
Find it.
It's going to take me a minute.
Okay, well, I will move on a schmidge. We're hit with all the forgetfulness of children. So George forgets his fireworks, which, why are they letting him bring fireworks to school?
The Weasley.
That's beside me.
Why not?
Fred forgets his broom. That's essential for the team. And Ginny forgot her diary.
Huh.
Hmm. Huh.
Wonder why that would be worth mentioning. Awkward silence.
Did you find your quote?
I did.
Okay, do it.
I just thought that it, I liked Harry's like little thought in his head at this point where he was like, Harry turning back for a last look at the house. He barely had time to wonder when he'd see it again when they were back.
This is my life.
Yeah.
You're looking life. For this like meaningful moment as you're like driving my friend's girl and you're like, I'll see you next summer. And it's like, oh, well, here again.
Yeah. So, and then again.
And again.
Then
again.
Why weren't they like, oh, we'll just owl it to you?
Mm-hmm. They were pushing time.
I feel like my mom would have been like, you don't need your firework. It's fine.
Yeah. And the diary thing.
Yeah.
Write it on some parchment.
But I bet you Ginny would have like thrown a fit because she had become so connected to it at that point already, you know?
Think about how long she had to have that diary.
I know.
Yeah, definitely.
Fully immersed.
Yikes.
So Arthur realizes like how late they're actually running and... because of all the forgetting, and so he wants to use the invisibility booster and fly there, but Molly is probably still upset about the kids flying the car, so she's like, nah.
I don't know why she wouldn't let that happen, though.
Maybe because she knows...
you're not supposed to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do it. It's like breaking the law, but I know there's a loophole.
It's breaking his own law.
But, like, nobody would see them.
God, you're so Slytherin.
Sorry.
Katie and I are like, no, it's breaking the law. And you're like, who cares? No one will know.
It's only breaking the law if you get caught.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Oh, so funny.
You kill me. Oh, I love it.
I'm right. Just say it.
Sure. Okay. At a 10:45, the family arrives, and then they go through an order like this, which I'm going to have a question about. Percy, Arthur, Freddie and George, Molly and Ginny. Why wouldn't Arthur go with, like, his second to youngest child?
Yeah, it feels like mom goes, and then the last person who goes is the other parent. You know what I mean?
Right.
To, like, wrangle
in
up
the middle.
The kids.
Yeah. Yeah, keep the kids in the middle.
But then it would be not the same plot.
I think they were probably just like in too much of a hurry to even think about it.
Probably. I mean, I see Percy going by himself because he's the oldest. Like, whatever. But Arthur going by himself.
I can't believe that Molly and Ginny would have like cut in front of Harry and Ron. Like, Molly could have just been like, okay, Ginny, hold on. We'll go last.
Yeah, I don't know.
But whatever.
I mean, I guess it fits with the story.
Yeah.
And so Harry secures Hedwig, feeling confident. He and Ron take off towards the wall and crash. And the whole thing causes like this mad scene. And so I just wanted to read it. It's very short.
It's just a smidge.
It says both trolleys hit the barrier and bounced backwards. Ron's trunk fell off with a loud thump. Harry was knocked off his feet and Hedwig's cage bounced onto the shiny floor. And she rolled away, shrieking indignantly. People all around them stared, and a guard nearby yelled, "What in blazes do you think you're doing?" "Lost control of the trolley," Harry gasped, clutching his ribs as he got up. Ron ran to pick up Hedwig, who was causing such a scene that there was a lot of muttering about cruelty to animals from the surrounding crowd.
I just picture her flapping in her cage.
She's like, rolling no, away.
I feel so bad.
Poor little Hedwig.
I feel bad.
I would have been one of those muggles muttering about cruelty to animals.
So would I.
I've been like, get that owl out of that cage.
Like, I'm saving that owl and letting it go free.
Yeah. She probably would have just like looked at you and been like, what are you doing? And then you try to touch her and she'd be like, nip.
Mm-hmm. I have a funny nipper. Animal cruelty story. Can I insert it? Really
that quick? Doesn't go together for me at all.
No nope,
funny animal right. cruelty.
It's funny because the animal didn't get hurt.
Okay. Oh. All right. I'm weary of your story, but tell it.
So I'm like, you know, it's because we were just saying.
Is this
like,
when you pushed Iggy off the chair?
Poor Iggy.
No, but that poor kitty.
It was an accident. Was
we so had a raccoon problem at my parents' house.
Okay.
Oh, this and is
much like Parks and Rec.
I've never seen it, but I really need to watch it. And I got so mad because my dad hired a catcher and they were supposed to be like humane catcher, like, oh, okay, we catch it and release. But like you hear stories, like they don't really ever do that nine times out of 10. Okay. So I was very angry.
Sure.
That they hired this person.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trash pandas. They're adorable.
I know. And we had a whole family living in our garage. It was freaking adorable. A mom and a dad and the little babies. And the one time I went into the garage and the little babies like peeked out.
God, they're so cute.
Oh my God, they were so cute. So anyway, I didn't want them to get caught. So the guy came and he put his cage behind our garage. And one day I got home before anybody else at school. I went back there and I found a stick and I set the trap off with nothing in it. And then the guy came back and he was so angry because he's like, no, this was set off on purpose. Like, I'm not helping you guys anymore. Somebody did this on purpose. And I was like, eh, I saved the coons.
Oh my gosh.
Animal activist right here, guys.
Yeah.
I maybe get Slytherin, but I love me some animals.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say, but I do have a heart.
I also have a heart.
It's so funny for me to hear that people hire other people to do that because I'm from the country. We got traps ourselves, y'all. We just set those things. And let me tell you, my dad would let them go because he's like, I mean, he hunts, but he's not going to kill anything that he's not going to eat.
Right. Yeah.
And so he got one the one day and the trap was right by our garbage cans. How typical raccoon.
Yeah.
And so it was so cute. And it's looking at me and I walk over to it and it's like, and yes. I was like, oh God. And I like ran into the house.
Like you're cute, scary. But not that cute.
Right. Yeah. They can get nasty. But my mom had a pet one growing up.
Oh my God.
His name was Rascal and he would wash his little food in his water bowl.
I follow two Instagram accounts.
I follow one.
Is it Jonathan the Raccoon?
No, it's not. You need to follow that one.
Look up Jonathan the Raccoon.
I also follow two foxes. Juniper. Oh my gosh. She is so cute.
Okay, we're going to swap Instagram.
Okay, we'll do it. All right. All right. Follow Juniper Fox on Instagram.
I've also decided, side note.
Yeah.
This is off topic, but it has to
I mean, we're talking about raccoons right now.
But it has to do with Harry Potter. So somebody in our Facebook group posted a picture of their Patronus, and they were talking about Patronuses.
Yeah.
I have decided my Patronus is a fox.
You can't.
I did. I'm changing it now. My Patronus is a red fox.
Why don't you cast it right now? We'll see.
Oh!
I don't have my wand on me.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's really dangerous.
It's packed for the celebration weekend.
Ain't doing you no good. Some dark wizards swooping in here.
That's right.
Patronus, fox.
All right.
Boom.
Well, we'll let you have
no discussion. It's just true.
I would like to take mine over again and see what I got. But I feel like mine does spit me.
Not a horse.
You're not a horse.
No.
I would agree with that.
It just doesn't fit me. It doesn't make sense. No.
I wish there was more questions to that quiz.
I agree. Yeah. It seems very vague and random to me, which is why I feel okay changing it.
Should we make all new emails?
Yeah.
And do it again?
We should vlog it sometime.
We'll vlog it.
Done. If I get another bird, though, I'm going to have to stick with an osprey.
If I get another horse, I'm going to punch the wall.
You've gotten like 12 horses.
I've gotten it 3 times.
That's insane.
Meg, you cannot deny
black
who you
stallion.
Are.
White stallion, black stallion.
You are a stallion.
No.
Okay.
I'm a fox.
I'm a fox. All right. Anyway, where am I at here? Okay.
They
so
crashed.
It says there are a dozen.
That was a good bell.
Thank you.
That was.
Curious people watching them. And so they tried to like push into the wall and listen, but it was sealed. And so my question is, where are those witches and wizards that are supposed to be monitoring the platform?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Snoozing
or boozing, someone's getting fired.
Either they are snoozing or they, like, have a cutoff point.
What if Dobby, like...
is one of the...
Or, like...
Oh, did something
confunded them or something.
I bet if you asked Joe, she'd say that.
That would be her answer.
Holy mackerel, we're making moves.
You just read Joe's mind.
I did.
I'm positive that would be her answer.
Yeah.
Dobby confunded
that elf magic, man.
She it's has an answer stuff. For everything.
You can just see him like being all sneaky in his little pillowcase.
Yep.
Snapping those fingers. Making it happen.
So it's Ron's idea to take the car to Hogwarts. And according to Ron, quote, underage wizards are allowed to use magic in a real emergency, according to section 19 or something of the restriction of thingy.
I loved that.
Like he knows that it's there.
I love him.
But not enough details.
19?
Oh. 19.
Sure?
Ooh. Yeah, sure.
We'll do it. All right. And then I was like, just a preview into the future. Where's section 19 when it comes to Dementors? Is it because... Yeah. He thinks Harry was a liar. That's yep. for a different podcast. But all I can say is, fudge, you suck.
Yeah.
Moving on. Are movies, gaming, TV, comics, and general nerdy culture your life?
Yeah.
They are for the guys at Nerdy Things Podcast. There's no more entertaining way to stay up to date on your nerdy news than listening to the Nerdy Boys discuss the week's biggest hits before diving deeper into a main topic that is sure to tingle your nerdy senses. You can find a new episode every Thursday on the podcatcher of your choice and on YouTube with exclusive extras added through the week, like movie reviews and more. Don't wait. Add Nerdy Things Podcast to your library as soon as you finish this episode.
Welcome back from that lovely commercial break. Was that a good intro?
It was.
Okay.
Very soft and sultry tone.
From the Slytherin.
New O'Malley basement. Here's Megan. Soft, sultry Slytherin.
So we're journeying into Hogwarts.
Oh my God.
So Harry and Ron's plan is to follow the Hogwarts Express. Thankfully, they're able Ooh. To spot it. But I want to know how on earth they can actually follow it by just, quote, going due north.
Compasses, man.
No.
What do you want?
What do you mean, no?
Magic.
No.
Gun. Salt.
I would have been so lost. With compass, without compass, I don't care.
You ain't no Gryffindor.
I said, seriously, I bet the next time that I dipped down to make sure I was, quote, over the Hogwarts Express, I would have been over the frickin' ocean. Okay, that is what would have happened if I was driving this car.
Well, it's lucky you weren't.
I just can't believe that they are that good at navigating this thing.
You may.
I don't know.
Meg. These are exceptional 12-year-olds.
Ron and Harry right? are better navigators than I am. That's all I have to say. So Harry believes in the beginning that this is the, quote, only way to travel.
Well,
at first.
Well, hold on. You're not getting squeezed through no tube apparating. True. You're not flying around some fireplaces, knocking your elbows and feeling like you're going to get sick. Yeah. So as far as Harry's concerned, this is probably his best experience.
Besides broom.
Minus broom.
So far. So... I quoted from the book here, past swirls and turrets of snowy cloud in a car full of hot, bright sunlight with a fat pack of toffees in the glove compartment and the prospect of seeing Fred's and George's jealous faces when they landed smoothly and spectacularly on the sweeping lawn in front of Hogwarts.
Whose candy did they eat? Was here again.
Wait, what?
The soft, sultry Slytherin came back when she was reading that quote.
Yeah.
But whose toffees?
Molly's.
They're in the glove box.
Yeah. Stealing toffee. Yeah,
who's going to go in there and be mad that they're all gone?
Well, no one, because it's in the forest.
It's never going to come back.
Aragog, where are the toffees?
Aragog, he enjoys the occasional Werther's.
I love Werther's.
What are you, 80?
I was just going to say I'm an 80-year-old because I like Necco wafers and Werther's.
Oh, my God. Well, I also like Fig Newtons.
I love Fig like Newtons.
God, you guys are grandma.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love you. Even though you're grandma's. Uh-huh.
As the hours dragged on, though, Harry started missing the train because it was hot in the car. So I'm guessing that means there was no air conditioning. Unfortunate.
Well, you got an invisibility booster. You can't have air, too.
One or the other.
It's too much.
And they were thirsty after eating all of those sugary toffees. And then as they got further and further away from King's Cross Station, the car engine began to whine.
Thank you, yeah. Tiffany.
That was good. So Ron said that it had never been taken this far. How often do you think Mr. Weasley even takes the car out?
I don't think often because
he can operate to work.
Yeah.
I don't think he even ever, like, he just did it because that's but,
like,
Mr. Weasley.
He just does it for fun. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to try out the invisibility
like a pet
booster.
Project.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have like, to be super around. Careful, though, because if Molly saw him.
Whew. Well, maybe she doesn't care so much if he literally just stays in the neighborhood and, like, the invisibility booster is working. Whereas if he's, like, traveling far, she would get angry.
Does she know? I just wonder how much she knows. Like, because I feel like.
Does she know about the invisibility? No, like, she does know about.
Yeah,
the
he's like so he's like tinkering in the barn with what or whatever the garage. I feel like, and then he's like not. I mean, he doesn't tell her everything. He didn't tell her about the extendable thing, the or charm the, on there.
Or later on, he doesn't tell her about the motorcycle.
Mm, yeah, with the extra features for Hagrid.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well.
Well, when you don't want the wrath of Molly Weasley,
I don't blame him.
So I thought it was kind of funny that Ron was almost like comforting the car. Like, come on, we're almost there.
Yeah.
We're almost there. And then finally they see Hogwarts. But almost as soon as they see Hogwarts, the car shudders and begins to slow down. It takes a pretty nasty wobble right over the Black Lake. And then the engine dies.
I would have. Pooped my pants.
Honestly.
Yeah, it would have been classic poos all over.
Yeah. Thankfully, the steering wheel still worked. So even though they were heading towards the side of the castle, Ron was able to steer them away. But instead, they hit the trunk of a huge tree.
Oy vey.
A very important tree.
A very important tree. Mm-hmm. And Ron breaks his wand almost completely in half.
Just screaming nonsense. Why do you think, like, hitting the dashboard with your wand? Right. And it's what does he yell? Anything. Does he yell stop?
I think
if
so.
If you're nose diving in a metal but car, I would do anything.
For, you know,
as
in
well.
His defense, he yells stop at it, but then a couple minutes later, he yells reverse and it works.
No, Harry yelled it.
Are you sure?
I don't know, but what was I going to say? Oh, darn it. Slipped my mind. I'm thinking of something. Keep talking. I'll come to you.
So the car was suddenly hit by something very hard after they hit the trunk of the tree. And then they realized that the tree was literally attacking them. The engine of the car restarted. Oh. And I was trying to look up to see who.
I remember what I said.
Says
or what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Just for that part in my notes, I wrote dot, 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 that's not magic. And referring to Ron, you're like, stop. I was like, that's not magic. What are you doing?
He yells, stop, stop, he yelled, whacking the dashboard and the windshield, but they were still plummeting.
I know. You got to be real awkward to be hitting the windshield with your wand.
Just tapping everything. Stop, stop. It's the radio.
Gosh.
Harry does yell reverse. I apologize, Katie. Yes. Harry yells reverse and the car goes in reverse. And then they get ejected from the car and all of their luggage. And then the car leaves them and rumbles off into the distance.
To start a new life.
Yep.
The movie does that part so well where they
it
just does. Get literally flung out
yes.
of the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it's so mm-hmm. funny.
And he catches
Chamber,
Hedwig.
To be honest, Chamber is one of the better book to movie adaptions.
Everybody hates on Chamber so
no,
much. I
so
really
well.
Like Chamber.
I like it. It's just very long.
It was
I think
the
that
first movie
why...
I owned.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, listen, though. It's very long, but what does everyone say? They're like,
I know.
If you were to do a movie, word for
I
word, we'd sit
it.
There and watch it. So don't complain about it.
No, I know. You I just think it. That there are other ones that could have been longer that weren't.
Oh, I agree.
Oh,
so like,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So, like,
two. Yeah.
Two is the longest of all of the movies, and that is the point of information that bothers me. Not
Got
that
it.
It's long.
Got it.
Because I don't mind that. But that the other movies should have also been long
should have
or
stayed
longer.
With Chris Columbus. I'm just saying.
I know.
I wonder I what happened him. There.
I think they probably just. I think he actually.
Do you
said,
think he wanted to like sail and like discover? Them? Oh my
God. He had already done that in his previous life.
Such a bad joke.
No, that was the best.
Okay, what
I
were
think
you
that he wanted them to go in a different direction for like the darker aspects of the next movies, and that's why he kind of because he produced Prisoner. He
oh,
was
really?
Still a part of Prisoner.
I think also he really missed
which
his kids.
Makes me mad because if he produced Prisoner,
why'd you change everything? Oh, don't get me started on that. What'd you buy on eBay?
Listen, it was $1.50. I bought a
How much
Astro
was the shipping?
Blast free. I bought an Astro Blasters Fast Pass from Disneyland to complete our collection of Fast Passes from Disneyland.
All right, fine. That's acceptable.
See?
Well, you give me a shifty look and, like, covered your phone. Like, don't see this.
Well, maybe you just ruined a surprise.
Yeah, for real, Katie. Stop asking questions.
Stop getting notifications on your phone that are right next to
me. Heyo! Marital bliss.
So, yeah. So I,
there we be.
But, okay, yeah, he missed his kids, but, like, his kids were in the movies.
Well, still, he was flying from London to America constantly, or wherever they filmed
himself. So it was his choice?
That's what I believe.
I think he wanted to take
heck, y'all are going to school abroad back. For a few. Like,
honestly.
Right.
Emma Watson posted a really cute picture of her with his kids during chamber filming. It was really cute. She, like, said something because Eleanor Columbus played Susan Bones
in the first
two movies. Mm-hmm. And Eleanor and her dad, Chris, started this foundation recently to help fund, like, indie films.
Oh,
so
cool.
Emma was, like, promoting it. But the picture that she used was just a really cute picture of Eleanor, her, and then the younger Columbus daughter, who was in one of the portraits in Hogwarts. You guys should look out for that.
She curtsies.
We've mentioned. It's in Sorcerers.
Yep.
She curtsies as they're going up. As they're going up for the first time to their common room.
Got you.
She is the big portrait that does the curtsy.
I still haven't really actually noticed it, so.
Next time you watch it.
Yeah.
It's quick, but that's his daughter.
When's it at?
When they're going up the staircases the steps. It's for very the beginning. First time.
Yeah. Okay.
Going to Gryffindor Common Room with Percy.
Percy, we've met him.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
So the car leaves Harry and Ron, and they trudge up to the castle, all bruised and battered from the tree. And the feast has already started.
I'm sorry. I really need a tissue. Is there tissues down here?
No. Get out.
Love you guys.
We'll see Megan in a little bit.
Do you want me to wait for you?
Go for it.
BRB, Megs.
So the feast has already started.
All right, let's talk some crap. She sucks.
Yeah. Do I just have to go to the bathroom? There's some in the living room.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Get it going, Katie.
So Harry and Ron are up at the castle, and they peek through the window in the Great Hall, and they see that the sorting is about to start. And you can easily see Ginny because of her vivid Weasley hair.
Are there, like, no other redheads?
I know. Is it just the Weasleys in this group? They're the only gingers ever.
Gosh.
The only red-haired people are Lily Potter and the Weasleys, apparently. And all of England.
Yep.
And Scotland.
Yep.
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 I thought this was cool to point out. Mm-hmm. A very small, mousy-haired boy had been called forward to place a hat on his head. I believe this is Colin Creevy.
I believe
Pour
that's
one out.
Right, yeah.
Pour one out for...
Poor Colin.
Oh, God. His death, man.
Just... Oh, also, the doc corrected it to Colin Creepy, and I didn't know.
But Colin also, Creepy!
That totally applies, though, because, like, he can be a little creepy.
He was a little creepy with that camera. But, oh, gosh, it's a mousy-haired boy.
I know. So sad.
He's, like, literally... Like, just how, like, Hedwig was, like, the loss of innocence, I feel like Colin was. He was such a stinking Gryffindor, mm-hmm. and he went down...
Fighting.
Yeah.
Who?
Colin Creevy. Which you missed. The doc corrected it to Colin Creepy.
Colin Creepy.
Shout out to my friend Rory. Who...
Gilmore?
No.
I know Rory.
I posted, like, to put who the fictional character that, like,
oh, yeah,
you can't get over their death. And yeah. she put Colin. Aww. And I think that she's the only person that I've noticed that used Colin because she couldn't even find a GIF of Colin. Like,
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
So she had to, like, search online. She's very dedicated. So, yeah, he was a sad death. Pour mm-hmm. one out for Colin. Did you already say that?
We did.
But pour another one out for Colin.
Welcome back.
Pour one out for Colin and one for his camera.
My nose is nice and clear.
You good now?
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
I was worried.
So Harry and Ron are scanning the head table, and they see Gilderoy Lockhart and Aquamarine. ding.
Ding.
Rogues.
Sure.
This dude is way too flashy for my liking.
They did not do that in the movie, but that would have been cool to see Aquamarine.
What do they have him in? Gray?
No, it's like gold, like white and gold.
Nothing too fancy.
Why wouldn't you just do what the book said?
Just do it.
I'm sure that was really loud, and I'm sorry.
And they notice Snape is missing. So Ron is like, maybe he's ill. And he's like, maybe he left because he didn't get Defense Against the Dark Arts. And then Ron's like, maybe he got sacked. Nope, Snape's right behind him.
Of course.
With, quote, his black robes rippling in a cold breeze.
Black.
Well, thank you. Dude's just...
All the colors, guys.
I don't know.
But I love that he's, like, standing there listening to them talk crap about him. Looking through this window. And he's probably like, you snots.
When I read it for the first time, I was like,
Snape right there.
I was like, they're in trouble. So they go to Snape's office, which I wanted to say the description because it's not very friendly.
Well, consider
Yeah. Shadowy walls lined with shelves of large glass jars in which floated all manner of revolting things.
Revolting.
And later it's mentioned that there's a large slimy something suspended in green liquid.
What is it? Lightning bolt round. What's in the liquid? I vote a foot.
Oh, a troll foot?
Yeah.
I would say like a tentacle of the squid.
Ooh, they do grow back.
Yeah. So maybe he just chopped it because he wanted it. He's like, hey, it'll grow back.
I'm going to say it's a lock of his hair because that needs to be jarred and kept as a specimen because it's nasty.
I feel really bad for Snape lovers sometimes when they listen to
I'm so sorry, you guys.
As I stated...
I appreciate him.
As I stated on our Facebook page, I know that he is a great written character. Mm-hmm. Like, his character and arc is great.
Mm. Yeah, true.
I just cannot back him as a person.
But if you wanna, I will happily debate you, you know?
Yeah. But
in
you
all
do
good
you,
fun.
I know not everybody loves... Lily like I do, so it's all good.
Literally no one loves Lily like you do.
Why don't they? She's
except James
perfect
and Harry. I don't know,
she's my
box.
I love her.
I know.
Anyway, Snape is like taunting Harry and Ron's misery, like he's just enjoying the fact that they're probably gonna get expelled. He's just like reveling in this.
But he knows that's not going to happen.
I think he does think it's going to happen, though. He's acting like it's Christmas, for God's sake.
His whole job is protecting Harry.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he's not going
to... Well, maybe he's like, well, this kid gets kicked out. I can go back to just living in misery on my own. I don't have to worry about Harry.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe he's just like, oh, well, it's Petunia's issue now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know. Who knows?
Does Snape look after Harry over the summer?
Mm. No.
He doesn't have to.
Because.
Dementors?
No.
Because he's already protected there.
There's that. But then also there's Mrs. Fig. She's kind of there to watch over him.
She can't do anything.
She can get to Dumbledore ASAP.
I love Mrs. Fig, don't get me wrong.
She can't do
but
anything.
But she can't do anything.
She could send Mr. Tibbles out there.
Yeah.
Mr. Tibbles!
So Snape says, you were seen. And he shows them the headline from the paper.
He hissed.
Flying Ford Anglia mystifies Muggles. He began to read aloud. Two Muggles in London, convinced they saw an old car flying over the post office tower. At noon in Norfolk, Mrs. Hetty Bayliss, while hanging out her washing, Mr. Angus Fleet of Peebles reported to police. Six or seven Muggles in all. I believe your father works in the misuse of Muggle artifacts office. Oh no, is Mr. Weasley going to get in trouble? And Harry, like, instantly feels super bad.
You know, I just thought of this. So, like, we know eventually that Mr. Weasley does get fined for this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But in that same year, he wins that money from the Daily Prophet. You know? True. So it's kind of like a bad thing, but then, like, a good thing happens kind of to make up for it.
And they get to go to Egypt, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know. I just made that little connection. So.
I just feel so bad.
Yeah.
So Snape goes to get McGonagall because he says he doesn't have the happy power to expel people because they're not in his house, but she does. So he's totally convinced, I think.
Kind of crazy, though.
What do you mean?
You would figure, like, Dumbledore would only have that authority.
Oh, yeah. So she comes in, asks them to explain. Yes,
Mike. Good thing Harry didn't get put in Slytherin then.
But I think Snape favors his students, so...
I really, honestly, I don't know how any of that would have worked out with him because of how much he hates him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't know. Like, think about that. Think about a Hogwarts
how
where Harry was...
How many
he
takes away from Harry. Like, he wouldn't do that to his own house.
Right. Do you think that maybe he would, like him more? Or maybe he would be like, why are you in Slytherin? What's up with that? And then he would piece together the connections with Harry and Voldemort even faster that way. And
it
I just
add a
don't
whole
know.
Different dynamic.
It would be a whole different
someone
environment of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's out there as
maybe.
A fanfic. Harry is a Slytherin.
Everything's out there, so it's got to be somewhere.
If you know of one, let us know.
Yeah.
Message us.
So McGonagall's like, Harry, don't you have an owl? Couldn't you just like send us a letter?
And they're like, oh, yeah,
maybe I should have.
I guess we could have.
That would have been me, though, like, just thinking of all these crazy ideas instead of the logical one.
Yep.
That's why I'm not in Ravenclaw. So Dumbledore comes in and asks them to explain again. And these two fly a bewitched car all the way to Hogwarts. They're spotted by Muggles. They smash into a valuable tree. And they just walk away with letters to their family, which... That's nothing to Harry because the Dursleys don't care.
Like, who cares
and
about that?
One detention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love I love what you call this.
The Potter effect.
Well, I love that.
Yes, it is. But back to my previous point with McGonagall.
What?
Why is this?
I cannot do this with you, Megan.
Why is this the punishment for... Something as terrible as what they just did, but she takes 50 points from each of them for being out after hours.
At Hagrid's.
Yeah. Like no, the astronomy tower.
Oh, my bad.
Movies. Damn.
What?
It's
what?
True.
I know. Heck. What the heck?
I have no explanations for you. This has to stop. We need to put you in therapy.
So why are you
but
here today?
Come on.
Because McGonagall.
Because of McGonagall.
Why?
Who's she McGonagall? Makes no sense. She makes no sense.
She doesn't have to. She's McGonagall.
She does what she wants.
Hey, she's a cat.
Me.
Does that make you happy?
Yes. I love McGonagall.
There you go.
I love her. Oh my God. Did you see that little comic?
Yes.
With Dumbledore looking at a cat.
Yeah.
And he's like,
hello.
Hello, Professor McGonagall. Or hello, Minerva. And then McGonagall's walking by. She's like, not me, Albus.
You guys, I need you to come back over to the semi-dark side of loving on Dumbledore. Because he's so good.
It's on and off.
I just love him. I'm sorry. Sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I love Dumbledore. Just like people love Snape. See?
Yep.
I mean, it's like a you do you, boo. If you love Snape, cool. More power to you. I love Dumbledore. Just saying.
And I love McGonagall. I just think she makes no sense sometimes with her punishments.
I'm sure I'm like that as a teacher. Just depends on the day.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes she's having a really bad day.
You guys, sometimes it is really hard to be consistent, though. I will say that. As an educator, like... I don't know. And it's not even based on my moods. It's just based on, like,
situation.
How many
at the time
chances did you have?
have. They're starting a fresh year right now. She's calm and cool and collected from all the crap they did last year. So she's like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
This kid faced Voldemort on the back of some dude's head.
That's right, calm Megan. Megan!
I'm just saying I expect a little bit more consistency from her.
Well, you're not going to see it ever with Harry.
I know. The Potter effect.
The Potter effect. Jinx. One Coke. I'll have a Coke. Thank you for answering that question for me last time, guys. I had so many people reach out.
Did they?
Yes, an answer.
What are you sending them? Do you know yet?
Yes, it's actually the present that you will also get.
Oh, cool. Yes. So we can't say what it is. I don't know what it is, but.
Nope. But I will write a little note with it to thank you for participating. The answer was Boondock Saints, which is a great movie if you haven't seen it.
Never seen it.
You need to. It's intense, very language ridden and gore, but it's great. Moving on.
So McGonagall has them eat in Snape's office, which that slimy thing.
Why couldn't she have just sent them up to Gryffindor Common?
Because that's a punishment in itself. Honestly, that's true. Feel like it's so cold in there.
Yeah. Well,
she did light a fire.
So still at least cold. It's a little warmer.
Yeah.
But yeah, just cold and uninviting.
Yeah.
So when they're done, they head up to the common room and they actually don't have the password to get in because they weren't at the feast and they didn't walk up with everybody else.
Yep.
But Hermione finds them and she's like, there you are. Where have you been? The most ridiculous rumors. Someone said you'd been expelled for flying or for crashing a flying car. And Harry's like, well, we haven't been expelled. And she's like, what?
Gosh.
So they climb into the Gryffindor common room. Actually, they're pulled into the common room like heroes. They're like a big round of applause. Lee Jordan says that people are going to be talking about it for years. Fred and George are jealous. And the only people that disapprove, of course, are Percy and Hermione. And Seamus, Dean, and Neville are in like absolute awe. And Ron's like, I know I shouldn't have enjoyed that, but...
but I did.
And Harry can't even help enjoying it.
Look at Neville's name.
Neville? My typing skills are really off.
I don't know why Google Docs is like being so weird for me right now.
Colin Creepy and Navilla Longbottom.
Navilla was an awe. Does this bring us to our lightning bolt round?
Yeah.
Oh,
it does.
I've already asked like two questions.
I have something.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Mine's thinking. I can't scroll.
Don't have any.
Okay. If it had been anyone else who had flown a bewitched car to Hogwarts, would they have been expelled?
I say no.
No, I don't think so.
There's worse things that they could have done.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, Katie?
I would hope not.
You would hope not.
I mean, they didn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
And obliviate the muggles.
Besides the tree.
I think the tree did more damage to them.
That's what Ron says.
Oh my God. If you were Harry and Ron, what would you have done?
I don't think I would have jumped to the conclusion of taking the car.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go.
I think I probably would have just waited for Molly and Arthur to come back out through and then been like, what do we do? We couldn't get through.
Honestly, the first thing in my head was like, I would go and wait and get a snack or something at the train station.
I would have just been like, oh, well, the adults will have something to do about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not they got to come back out eventually.
Especially since he wasn't like, they weren't by themselves. Like, right. Like it wasn't just like Ron.
Because
yeah. Harry.
Molly and Arthur would have seen that they didn't get on the train because they were literally like and the last people to get on the train, yeah, probably.
And they know they can't get back through.
Right.
And once the train was gone, I bet after a little bit of time, like, I mean, Dobby's going to be like, okay, train's gone.
Right.
And I'm wondering, I don't know, do you think that this, whatever Dobby did to the barrier, do you think it had like a time limit on it?
Probably.
Or do you think he was like there actively doing it?
I feel like he was probably there, but like he could have just taken it off after the train left because who cares if they get through at that point?
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, do you think he just went with the Malfoys there or do you think that he made a little side trip on his own? Because the Malfoys were there.
I think he probably went on his own. He probably waited for the Malfoys to leave and then apparated there.
So I wonder, so how is he hiding?
Can he be invisible?
Can
they?
I don't know.
I feel like they can do a lot of things that we wouldn't think that they could do.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
I have another question.
Yes.
If you were stuck in that hot car for hours, up in the sky, mm-hmm. and it wasn't fun anymore, what would you crave the most from the train?
Water.
Pumpkin juice.
Probably pumpkin juice like Harry.
Water.
Yeah, ice cold pumpkin juice mm-hmm. and a pumpkin pasty.
Yes.
Or a cauldron cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A cauldron cake.
I'd have you bring me back one, but I feel like that's not going to travel well.
Cauldron cake? Oh, the pumpkin pasty.
Yeah.
That was so good.
It was so good. What are you doing over there?
Trying to pull up our
fan story.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to ask if you could play it.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
All right.
I have a fan story.
Fan story.
It is Jessica Bazyk.
Oh, we hear from her so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she sent this to me. I'll play it.
Do it.
Hey, guys. This is Jessica here. I'm here to share my Potter story. So my house is Ravenclaw. My wand is silver lime with a unicorn hair core, 10 inches, quite flexible. And my Patronus is a dolphin. I never did a Ramoni test because I have convinced myself that I went to Hogwarts. So here is my Potter story. I was introduced to Harry Potter when I was 12 years old. I remember this because Chamber of Secrets was also released at the time. I, like many others before me, had avoided the first book because my classmates were excited about it, and I knew that I preferred different literature than them. While my friends were reading Nancy Drew, Babysitter's Club, and Little House on the Prairie, I strayed more towards books like The Secret of Nim, Watership Down, and The Hobbit. I actually belonged to a private Christian school, so the Harry Potter books were banned from our school library. During the summer break, I was desperate for a new series and asked my mother what I could read. She suggested Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I was a little curious but skeptical as I asked her to tell me what it was about. She said it was about a boy who discovers he is a wizard and goes off to a wizarding school. I was hooked from that moment on. We bought the first book on the same day, and I devoured the first two books as fast as I could lay my hands on them and was desperate for the next, not realizing that it had not yet been released. I have been a part of this wonderful fandom ever since. I grew up alongside Harry, Ron, and Hermione as the books were released, and he became my closest friend. While still sparing all of you the gory details, I went through some very dark times in my life, but no matter how bad things got, I know that Harry was dealing with far worse, and he faced it bravely. He was powerful and pure, and he became a source of comfort for me. I would read Harry Potter to escape. I loved the feeling of being whisked away into the wizarding world and being there with Harry. That feeling of magic I get while I'm right there in the story is something that I've come to rely on. It is honestly my favorite thing in the whole world and has become an integral part of who I am. It was my childhood, but is my adulthood too. I am super excited to be a part of this group and to be able to visit the books once again through so many passionate fans' perspectives and discussions. It really is like being able to hear and see through hundreds of pairs of eyes and ears, which is a magical experience in itself. Thank you so much for all the hard work and dedication you have put into this so that fans like us can be welcomed back to Hogwarts once more. And an open-ended comment to Joe from all of us Potterheads. I just hope that you realize how many lives you've touched and what a difference you're able to make in the world and to people's lives, not just with Harry, but with other projects too. I know for me, the world would be a much darker place, and had I not had Harry to help guide me through it. Whether it's intentional or unintentional, you are a hero to so many people. I just want you to know that not everyone wears their scars on the outside. There are those of us who wear our scars on the inside too. We are here whether you realize it or not, and I'm here to stand up and say, I survived. Like Harry, I died, but I found the strength to come back. I just want to thank you so much for everything that you've done. Thank you for Harry Potter. I count myself so unbelievably lucky that I was able to share this journey from the beginning. We are and forever shall remain the Potter generation. I couldn't be happier that all was well.
Dude.
I kind of got chills.
Dude, Jessica.
My eyes are watering.
I know. I was like,
purely because, I mean, well, the whole story, it was beautiful, but yep. That last line, like, I couldn't be more grateful that all was well.
Yeah.
Right? That's what she just said.
Mm-hmm. All is well. Two things also. I will always bring up when someone says, or I guess three things maybe. We all decide. Thank you. We all were like, I'm not reading Harry Potter. Everybody likes Harry Potter.
I never said that. Okay,
it's a common thing. Two, Hogwarts will always be there to welcome you home, even in
and
your
that
darkest
means
times.
So many different things to so many people. And I think that's why that statement is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. And three, that feeling she talked about when you read the books of just being immersed. Like, there, I'm getting chills thinking about it. There is no feeling that feels like that.
Yeah.
And it's home, and there it's familiar, and it's wonderful.
There are very few books that I get that lost into.
Mm. There's no other book that I've got. I mean, I love reading, and I have favorite books, but, like, nothing has touched me like this.
Yeah. I mean, there's a handful of series where I'm like, oh, I'm really sad that it's over, or I'm really sad that, like, this was the ending of it, but, like, nothing like Harry Potter, you know?
Nothing.
I mean, and I think that that does stem from the fact that we are the Harry Potter generation. Like,
absolutely.
This reading, I think, had started to kind of go out of style, I guess, if you want to use that phrase, whenever we were around the age that these books came out. So, and many, many people credit Jo for this. Like, she got people back into reading.
Yeah.
And, I have always been an avid reader. Like Jessica pointed out, like, Babysitter's Club, Little House on the Prairie.
Dude, Little House.
Yes.
Yes.
Those were my favorite series growing up.
Yeah.
Except it was Babysitter's Little Sister. I read the Little Karen books. But yeah, I mean, like, I was always an avid reader. I'd go to the library almost every day during the summer. When my mom was at work, I'd walk down to the library. But I had kind of stopped for a period of time. And not because I didn't enjoy reading, but just because, like, so many other things were coming to light at that time of my life. Like, that's when the internet came around. I mean, so the book came out when I was 8. I think that was the first time that we had, like, a house computer with, like, dial-up AOL.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you know. So, you know, many people like to forget about the fact that the Harry Potter generation, or the millennials, as you can say, did grow up for a period of time without technology.
I love saying that about myself.
Yeah.
And it is a thing. So, like, when that started coming around, I did stray away from books, but these brought me back, and, like, brought me back hard.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just like, oh yeah, I'm going to, like, sometimes read. No, I started reading Harry Potter again, and then I just got into more and more and more books. So it's just like, this just opened up a whole new world.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Like, I mean, the books that I was into, God, I don't know. Just the author, Roald Dahl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox is one of my favorite books of all time, and I used to read it over and over and over and over again.
Did you ever read The Witches?
Mm-hmm.
I loved that one.
Yep. Nothing has ever...
Beverly Cleary?
Yep. Oh, Rothfuss Mouse.
Yeah.
Mouse on the Motorcycle. Yes.
Ramona? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just nothing... Nothing's like Potter.
Like, and those are classic, but that is just different than Harry Potter.
Yeah.
There's a feeling of a good book, and then there's the feeling of Harry Potter.
It's a different level.
I agree. It's just...
I mean, I'm just saying, there's no theme park for Ramona.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your story.
Yeah, thank you. I loved it.
And thank you for all your activity on our Facebook group and within Messenger with us. She and I had a really cool discussion the other day.
That was a really cool discussion.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I love talking to people because you just find out so much about them and how you can be so connected. I'm going to leave out the details of it, but, I'm Catholic and she's Wiccan and we have so much in common.
Yeah. But, like, who would ever think?
No one would.
Yeah.
And we are very, very similar in beliefs. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And so I think
I read it.
Having said that, just keep an open mind. You know, there's some kind of line. It's like, even though we speak in different tongues or, you know, come from different nations, like, deep down, you guys,
we're all the same.
And MLK Day was Monday and of this week's recording. A quote like popped up on my Facebook of a student that I had last year, and he said, "We're all alike on the inside. We all can love."
Yeah.
Coming from a first grader, how profound is that? So
that's amazing.
I think Potter really helps people realize that.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jessica, we love you and we thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So make sure that you join our group on Facebook to use for discussion on each of these episodes. I always will post a link to the episode on our page and in the group. So just make sure that you use, if you want to like talk about something specific to that episode, you can use that posting in Facebook. We love talking with everybody on there. We always have really good discussions. Everybody's really active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's honestly like one of it's made Facebook like worth going on again, mm-hmm. you know? Yep. So it's fun.
It's all fun.
Make sure that you like our page to get all the latest info. We're Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook or Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram. You can also join us on Patreon for lots of exclusive content and other surprises. Our Bo Truckle and higher patrons get access to the Felix Files.
The Felix Files.
We bring you a special Patreon only podcast every other week where we discuss theories,
fan fiction,
mm-hmm.
random thoughts,
just like
grab bag.
Yeah. Just kind of like go deeper into certain topics that like might not necessarily be good for a structured episode, like the mm-hmm. chapters.
Yep.
They're really fun. We like them. And we're having our Phoenix level patrons join us for, Felix Files episodes.
Yeah.
So
if you want to be on a podcast, guys,
yeah.
And talk to us, here's your in.
And then also as a Phoenix level patron, you get to come to our monthly Google Hangout, which is always fun.
I love those. Silly yeah. and obnoxious. And
we talk
fun.
About things that have to do with Harry Potter. We talk about things that don't have to do with Harry Potter.
We talk just, about whatever you want to talk about as a
yeah.
patron.
Yeah,
right. Talk about it.
So we're usually you guys, eating during it.
You know? I think I was eating some nice asparagus last night.
So you guys really drive those discussions and it's fun. Mm-hmm. So if any of that sounds fun or interesting, make sure that you head on over to www.patreon.com/swishflickcast and choose your support level. It helps us to be able to afford equipment to make the podcast better and monthly fees to keep it going.
And recently I was able to get my vlogging camera.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see some
like
vlogs
it?
From me. I do.
Have you played with it a little?
Not like a ton because it's kind of intimidating. But
you'll get used to it.
I'm excited. I'm going to do some, I don't know. I'm just going to do everything. Yeah. I mean, Sarah and I have plans because I'm always with Sarah and we got some, me and Fozzie hanging nice. Out some stuff. So I don't know. We'll be doing it. I have one planned. I haven't told you about it yet, but I'll tell you about it later.
You can tell us over dinner. Cause I think that it's ready.
It is ready.
Yeah.
Marty Ted. It's ready. So, all right, guys, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Bring it around town.
Bring it around town. Then you do
this and this and this and this and this. All this boing. Hello and welcome to episode 27 of Swish.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, people.
I breathed really loudly when you said hello and welcome. I was worried that it was going to...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.